The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Good morning, everybody. This is Kagin, and you are at the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind. Today, you're going to be leveling up for success with the power of the mastermind. We are part of Think and Grow Rich with the International Mastermind Association, and we love to hear from you. So you could call us at 661-554-9219. To join us at 8 a.m. every Saturday morning as we explore the success formula of Napoleon Hill, outlined in his best-selling classic book, Think and Grow Rich. If you want to participate, you just press number 1 on your phone to raise your hand and be brought into the conversation. I'm so excited because today's show, we're going to be discussing Chapter 9, Power of the Mastermind, the driving force, the ninth step to riches. This is your mastermind class, your masterclass with our mastermind co-hosts, and I have some amazing co-hosts. They are Ann McNeil, who's a master builder, founder of the International Mastermind Association. She's president of South Florida's first African-American female-owned construction company. We have today Dr. Peter James, professor of business and entrepreneurship, a certified executive coach, a certified assessor, graduate of Crush the Stage, and has been a Dale Carnegie facilitator. He's also known as the high performance coach. One of Peter's main passions is to help individuals realize their dreams by starting their own business. Then we have the brilliant Gaitlin Bingham, leadership coach. He helps leaders crush important goals and conquer stubborn problems. He's been passionate, and that's been his passion and goal for over 30 years. He's with sales organizations and advised more than 50 corporate executives, CEOs, and nonprofit leaders to record setting success. And my name is Kagin. I am founder of Power Women Global, which is an organization that helps that works with women in leadership and business who want to be brave, be bold, be seen, and be heard while being paid well in the process. I'm also founder of the 12-week mastermind using at Think and Grow Rich. You always find information by emailing me at info@pegine.com. And I'm the only Latina and one of 8 women inducted into the Motivational Speakers Hall of Fame. Well, this show today, we're going to be talking about the masterminds. And as you might, well, you don't know that we, all our co-hosts, we are in our own mastermind. And this show is about you allowing yourself to be within and hearing our mastermind. We usually have guests, but today we have them. So let's start with hearing about from our mastermind group. Here's what they're going to be talking about is, what is the reward of participation for us in this mastermind? And are we out of our minds? So let me go to Peter. Hey, Peter, good morning.
Good morning to you, Kagin. How are you doing this morning, Saturday morning?
I am revved up and excited to go, and I'm thrilled that you're here. So tell me, what is your reward of participation when you get up so early in the morning to be here?
So I think I'm a little bit more excited than you for once in my life, Pagin, because I'm excited to talk about, you know, Think and Grow Rich, and especially this mastermind chapter. And, you know, why does this mastermind matter to me? What is my reward for participation? First of all, I'll even go to the end of 182 and page 183 of the text. It says, economic advantages may be created by any person who surrounds himself or herself with the advice, counsel, and personal cooperation of a group of people who are willing to lend wholehearted aid in a spirit of perfect harmony. And this form of cooperative alliance has been the basis of nearly every great fortune. Your understanding of this great truth may definitely determine your financial status. So I have to admit, on my quest to economic advantages, I seek and my aim is to surround myself with like-minded individuals who partner with me on that perfect harmony as was described there. And especially as I'm on this quest, they can kind of breathe into me from a guidance perspective, from a bouncing ideas perspective. And I don't think there's a better mastermind than you, Pagin, Galen, and Anne in this type of setting, and Ursula, of course, who is not here today. But, you know, this type of understanding, breathing into, learning that I get on a regular basis is phenomenal. I can't even put it into words because, you know, the Bible talks about iron sharpens iron. Jim Rohn talks about that. You're the average of your five closest friends. And we can go on and on and on to understand why it's important to surround yourself with people who are on an upward trajectory. And I think this setting here provides that type of opportunity.
Terrific.
Yeah.
It's an honor to be amongst your five friends, let me tell you. Galen.
Thank you, Pagin.
So Galen, I know that you and Peter have been doing work together, and I can't wait to hear about the reward of participation because it's because of you that we're having this conversation.
So I get the credit or the blame, huh? Okay, perfect. I'll take that. Well, you know, the question that you posed at the top of the show is, are we crazy? And, you know, I think we might be, and being a little crazy is not always a bad thing. But, we all lead incredibly busy lives. We all are, significantly accomplished in our fields. And we could each do dozens, if not hundreds of things with our time, but yet we dedicate more than an hour each week, more than 2 hours each week, investing in each other, investing in this book, Think and Grow Rich. And on the surface, I think that might actually be crazy. But for me, the reason that I do it, the reason that I am so committed and have been not only to this book, to this process, but to the group that's on the show, is because of something that I've seen on page, actually it's throughout the book, but it really comes to light on page 188, where it says, poverty needs no plan, it needs no one to aid it, because it's bold and ruthless. Riches, however, riches are shy and timid, and I found that to be so true. And all of us desire to make a living doing the things that we're passionate about. I think that is the ultimate definition of success. If we can do the things that we're passionate about and not have a worry or concern about how we're going to pay the rent, how we're going to put food on the table, how we're going to be able to buy the things as gifts for the people that we love, I think that is a definition of success. And for me personally, I just really, really enjoy all the jewels and wisdom that I get from everyone on this mastermind and every mastermind that I'm a part of, because everyone's at different stages, everyone's at different levels. I'm in the speaking business, but I am certainly not a Hall of Fame motivational speaker. So I learn all the time from listening to you, Pagin. I am an ICF executive coach with the International Coach Federation, but I have not been an ICF coach for as long as Dr. Peter James. So I learn from him all the time. And there are real financial benefits to surrounding yourself and being in concert with people that are in different stages than you are. And, you know, one of the examples in the book talks about Henry Ford, how Henry Ford did not have all the qualities that he needed in order to be a success. He was defined and ridiculed for not being very intelligent. He didn't have a whole lot of money, so he was actually below the poverty level, but he was able to surround himself with brilliant people who together he was able to pull from them what he needed in order to be recorded in history as being one of the most successful innovators and industrialists in America's history. So that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here every week, even as we said before the show. Not only are we here for the show every week, we're actually here again for our own mastermind purposes another time during the week. So, yes, I think we are crazy, but crazy for the right reason.
Okay, and I can go next. This is Ann McNeil. Good morning. As the master builder helping to build stronger and better lives, I am so very excited to be a part of the show today because Pagin is leading us in talking about really the good, the bad, and the ugly of a mastermind group. And when we talk about mastermind, we want to always be mindful of the fact that there are many people who will be listening to this show today and also in the future and really don't know what is a mastermind group. What is a mastermind? And if you're in the book and you start with chapter 6, which talks about organized planning, Napoleon Hill really sets up what a mastermind group is. And I'll read so I can make sure that I get it correct. It really starts with your 6 steps to riches, starting with how much money you want, what are you going to do in return for the money, by what date, what is your plan, then your affirmation, and being mindful, number 6, to read it, recite it twice a day. But he tells us in chapter 6, or your chapter called Organized Planning, that you should ally yourself with a group of as many as you may need to create and carry out your plan or plans for the accumulation of money. Let me say that again. A mastermind group really is about coming together with a group of like-minded, like-spirited people for the accumulation of money. But before forming your mastermind group, decide what advantages and benefits you may offer the individual members of your group in return for their cooperation. He goes on to say that no one will work indefinitely without some form of compensation. No intelligent person will either request or expect another to work without adequate compensation, although this may not always be in the form of money. Galen, there it is. Arrange to meet with the members of your mastermind group at least twice a week and more often if possible until you have jointly perfected the necessary plan or plans for the accumulation of money. And then finally, maintain perfect harmony. And this is what Peter was talking about, because iron does sharpen iron. Iron cannot sharpen paper. I just inserted that. Again, he says, maintain perfect harmony between yourself and every member of your mastermind group. If you fail to carry out this instruction to the letter, you may expect to meet with failure. The mastermind principle cannot obtain where perfect harmony does not prevail. And that just sets up this show as we began to talk about our aha moment, as we began to talk about the good, the bad, the ugly of a mastermind group. Napoleon Hill in Organized Planning chapter and also in the mastermind chapter gives us specific instructions on how to form and actually proceed with a mastermind group. And again, my name is Ann McNeil, and I am the Master Builder, helping you to build stronger and better lives through the mastermind process. And I'm very excited, again, to be a part of this show, because with Pekin's leadership and all of our co-hosts, we're sharing with you our experience of the good, the bad, and the ugly, if you will, of being a part of a mastermind group, because it is not always, like they say, peaches and cream. So with that, Pekin, back to you.
Thanks.
Number one is desire. Napoleon Hill said that everything starts with a burning desire, a compelling reason for doing what it is we do. Step two is faith, having belief in our ability to attain that which we desire. Step three is what we call auto-suggestion. Auto-suggestion simply means being very intentional about the things that we are pouring into our thoughts, into our brains, and into our consciousness. Our brains, our minds, will receive everything automatically. But we have to work extra hard to make sure that the positive things are what we are feeding ourselves, because those positive thoughts are going to turn into positive actions. Step number four is specialized knowledge. No one person knows everything, even about whatever their particular area of expertise might be. And the value of the mastermind principle is using the specialized knowledge of other people. Step number five is imagination, the workshop of the mind. Everything starts with our imagination and our thoughts, the burning desire to transform those thoughts into our reality. In order to do that, we have to take a look at step six, which is organized planning. That is how we crystallize our desire into action, organizing ourselves. Having the thought and not acting on the thought isn't going to get us anywhere. We have the thought, we go through the organized planning to transform that thought into action. Step number seven is decision. What Napoleon Hill said is the mastery of procrastination. Napoleon Hill said that the antidote to procrastination is simply to make a decision and then move on that decision. Step eight is persistence. We have to have a sustained effort, which is induced by our faith, in order to achieve our goals. One of Napoleon Hill's books I love, even the title, 3 Feet from Gold. Those people who became rich during the gold rush in the Wild Wild West days didn't do that because they were necessarily smarter or had better information than anyone else. It's because they stayed just a little bit longer. Sometimes people left when they were just literally 3 feet from gold. So hanging in there, being persistent, is step number eight. Step number nine, the power of the mastermind, the driving force. None of us can accomplish anything on our own. Everybody, I don't care who you are, from the most prominent person to the person who might be considered the lowest on the totem pole, everybody has someone who helped them get to where they are. And the power of the mastermind is being able to use those influences around us. Use the thoughts. Use the knowledge. Use the exploration of other people to help us in achieving our goal. Step number 10, the mystery of sex transmutation. This title can be a little confusing, but essentially what the mystery of sex transmutation means is that we oftentimes in our society think of sex as being purely physical. It is absolutely physical. But what Napoleon Hill teaches us is that sex also has an emotional element, and that sex is the strongest of our desires. That if we can take our sexual energy, transform that into positive, creative influences, it can propel us to new heights. And so we spend quite a bit of time talking about the mystery of step 10, which is sex transmutation. Step number 11 is the subconscious mind, which Napoleon Hill tells us is the connecting leap between our human mind and the infinite intelligence, the source of all thought, the source of all creativity. Conscious mind, we spent some time talking about how we use that through the influence of autosuggestion and what we're feeding into our mind. Step number 12, which is the brain, the broadcasting and receiving station of thought. Final step number 13, the sixth sense, the door to the temple of wisdom. This is the final step through which infinite intelligence may and will communicate voluntarily without any effort from or demands by the individual. The principle is the apex of the philosophy. It can be assimilated, understood, and applied only by first mastering the other 12 principles.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. We are talking about Think and Grow Rich, and about particularly our own mastermind. So that you can understand, I was called by Ann McNeil. She's been running this show for a long time and asked me to participate. And my first thought was, okay, I'm going to be a host, and we're going to do this hosting show and talk about Think and Grow Rich, of which I've read many, many times. It's not a one-time read book. It's a book that you really need to study. But when she called me, I just thought, oh, yeah, we'll just do this on a Saturday morning. No big deal. Yes, this will be fun. What I didn't know what was going to start happening to me, because there's this experience that we have that I didn't even know the reward. So that you know, we meet about an hour before this show ends. Then she threw in that we're meeting at 6:30 in the morning on Wednesdays for an hour. And that 6:30 in the morning call is a struggle for me to get, and a struggle. But what has occurred is that I have been able to learn how to dive and dig in and discover using this book in ways that I never expected. I've already booked million-dollar deals. I know that. And I've lost a lot of money, lost $1 million. I know that I've worked with people, but I didn't really understand until listening to the show and people on it and listening to my co-host and then our own shift into becoming a mastermind where we really are committed to each other's passions and at each other's prosperity through the book. And you will see through this discussion, as you already have been seeing, is Peter jumping in, let me read this part of the book. And you see then Galen has gone in, let me read this part of the book. And then we have Anne that's reading you another page. While you think it's that maybe they're reading it for you, we are really studying this. I have highlighters and pens. I jump in and I'm exposed to information that, honestly, I have forgotten. And it's part of that good, bad, and ugly of the mastermind. I run tons of masterminds, and sometimes we forget the purpose of mastermind specific to a Think and Grow Rich mastermind. And I'm on page 187. And Napoleon Hill writes, "This book is confined primarily to instructing the reader how to transmute the definite purpose or desire for money into its monetary equivalent." Wow. when you really read that, you are confronted with your own biases about money, your own fears about money, your own sense of, I want money, and not recognizing that just in being a mastermind where that purpose is there, you will be loved, honored, cherished, pushed, prodded, and provoked so that you expand. And I am expanding just by being with my associates here. Peter shared earlier this morning that something is awaiting us on the other side of collaboration. Something is awaiting us. And I want to bring my co-host on so we can have a little bit of discussion about that. What's awaiting us on the other side of collaboration? Because I know it's about knowing the four of you has been, and Ursula has been, just amazing. So Peter, Caleb, and share with me, what is something that's awaiting on the other side of this collaboration for us? And talk to me about what was coming up for you about that purpose of 187. Peter?
Yeah, actually, I think I have somebody in my ear telling us that we have to go to another commercial break really quick. So, again, on the backside of that, I will tell you all that you have asked.
Okay.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com. Or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
So, Pagin, you had a question for me.
I did. I wanted to know about you shared about this. Something is awaiting for us on the other side. And we were discussing the purpose of 187 of money, and you had some strong thoughts about that. So I want to hear from you, because you're reflecting from what some of our listeners are feeling too.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, our listeners may be thinking, so what is this mastermind thing about? Why is it so important? Why do you, Peter, want to be able to be part of a group like this? Is it worth your time? Is it worth getting up early in the morning as well? I mean, you've kind of mentioned it a little while ago, Peggy. I'm big on, again, as I mentioned earlier, surrounding myself with the right people, talking to the right people. Listen, I'll be honest with you. I don't want to talk to almost to anyone who is a negativist, someone who is kind of, down on themselves, down on life. I want to try to uplift people. So I want to surround myself with people who are uplifting. If I know someone is talking negative all too often, and a lot of times we have people in our families and friends who fall in that category, I want to be the one to uplift them, but I also want to be surrounded by those who are uplifting and those who are, again, as I mentioned earlier, on an upward trajectory. So here we are in this mastermind, and how did I get into it, and what was the clincher of me to get in? So Miss Ann had also approached me, and of course I know Miss Ann and I know Galen, and I did not know you that well, Pagin, but I knew just by my association with Miss Ann and Galen that this is a positive collaboration. So even before she asked me, I knew already that these two were two individuals that I wanted to associate myself with as well. But then now, I'm approached about this mastermind, and I'm approached about, getting up early in the morning to collaborate and even prepare for this radio show. And even with me not knowing exactly how this was going to pan out, even with me not knowing what the end result was going to be, because I valued and I cherished this relationship, this collaboration, it was a no-brainer. So don't get me wrong. I don't say yes to everything. I actually try to make it a point not to say yes to everything because I'm busy. I'm already busy enough as it is. But when I see the value and I see the opportunity to be able to surround myself with great thinkers, with successful individuals, the people who are about their business, it's a no-brainer. So, again, going back to the text on page 181, Napoleon Hill talks about the three major sources of knowledge. And I think this group, to include yourself again, embodies these three major sources: infinite intelligence, accumulated experience, and then experiment and research, which we do on a regular basis as we come together. So again, without even me seeing what the end result of this is going to look like, no brainer to join in, because I have my goals and I want to bring my goals to this collaboration as well. So I know that was kind of loaded, Pagin, but hopefully that answered your question a little bit.
Wait a minute. You're being way too nice. Now, just so you all know, he's being way too nice and educated all talking to us, because before we had this conversation, we had this the definite purpose of desire for money and its monetary equipment, and I'm not letting you get away with that. And Galen, and you just have to hold on a minute, because you were just going, like, there. We hit a road over there earlier, right? You were not happy about that.
Don't get me wrong. You know, I intend to be successful. I intend to be wealthy. I have goals and objectives that I'm trying to meet with. And I know that yourself and Galen and Anne also have that goal, their own specific goals, and that also kind of line up with mine. So yes, to answer your question, yes, absolutely. Does Think and Grow Rich really fit with me? Absolutely, it does. Do I know exactly what that is going to look like on the other side of this collaboration? No, I do not. Would I be here if the financial or the economic advantage, as Napoleon Hill talks about, was not, if that was not included, would I be here? No, I would not. So hopefully to answer your question, yes, I am here to make money. But at the same time, I'm here also to learn and craft and fine tune the process, which may include a lot of other things along this journey, in order to be with you guys and to be here on this show Hopefully that kind of
let me bring Anne and Galen in on this conversation. So you know, Anne, Galen, either one of you jump in on this conversation, because I just called Peter out. Go ahead, Galen or Anne.
Let me jump in. I think in the conversation before the show, I kind of raised this idea that, you know, Napoleon Hill even said, and you heard Anne kind of call me out when she was doing her introduction and said, Galen, there it is. Because I was saying, the name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, but I recall Napoleon Hill saying that rich doesn't necessarily always mean money. And we spent a good amount of time searching through the book trying to find that part. And, you heard Anne McNeil talk about a point where that's referenced in the book. I actually found the page and the section that I underlined, and it's on page 44, in kind of the middle of the page, where it says, all achievement, no matter what may be its nature or its purpose, must begin with an intense, burning desire for something definite. And for me, that means, if you've got a definite burning desire for money, this process is going to absolutely help you. As a matter of fact, you can't achieve money without a burning desire for it. But if you have a burning desire for something else, this is the process for achieving that goal, whatever that goal might be. And I'll tell you, one of my passions, one of the things that I get really, really excited about is helping people become the greatest in the world at their thing. Whatever it is that they were put here on this planet to do, I enjoy helping them do that. And I have a burning desire for doing that. As a matter of fact, if you were to call me up, or if you were to email me, or if you were to text me and say, Galen, this is something I believe I'm here to do, I just don't know how to do it, you're gonna absolutely have my mental capacity for the next 3 or 4 weeks trying to figure out the best way to help you become the greatest in the world at your thing. And but at the same time, as I said earlier in the show, I want to be able to provide for my family. I want to be able to do more than just provide. I want to be able to take my family on the experiences that they have always talked about. I want to be able to live my best life without doing things that I don't enjoy. So that's where the money comes in. That's where the financial goals come in, so that I can live the kind of life that I want to live, but by doing it in a way that's consistent with my passion for helping people become the greatest in the world at their thing. So
awesome.
That's me, my story. Come on, hit me.
I wasn't going to hit you, but you got into that. So you added the last part about taking care of your family. So I'm good. Hey, Ann, what do you have to say to us?
Well, Brigine, I have memories. And as you were talking about how you got involved with the process, and then Galen, Peter, and then Galen, I'm sitting here listening to all of you, and I'm thinking back to my experience, and I am really wondering where would I be if I had not picked the book up December 31st, 1979, and began to read it, but also allow it to read me, and also be in a place that was so horrendous, so horrible, so financially broken, if you will. And then having a desire, like Galen is saying, for money to get out of my situation, but not realizing that God had me in that place, or the spirit of, or whoever you want to call it, or whatever you want to call it, had me in that place to be able to go to and then to go through, so that we could all be in this place right now through utilizing the mastermind process. Because I think everybody who's listening to this have a desire, which is what the book is written about, for money to do whatever it is you want to do. But how do you get the money at the level like the thing talked about, the purpose of the book? How do you actually get that money? And then when you achieve that amount, how do you go to the next level? And then you achieve that amount. Then how do you go to the next level? And then you achieve that amount. And that's why I was sharing with you earlier, Pekin, about you're starting a mastermind groups of women. Galen is starting with his coaching, if you will, executives, entrepreneurs. And Peter the same, and for me the same. But how do we use this mastermind process to support each other? Goals, like the book says. But how do we help other people who are listening learn how to do the same thing? That's what's coming up for me, Pekin, as I think back to where I was, where I am, but equally as important as I learn how to teach the process to other people to help them achieve what they desire using this book, but also understanding iron sharpens iron, like Peter said earlier. Iron cannot sharpen paper. So when we think about surrounding ourselves with people who we want to bring to our mastermind process or our mastermind group, they must be of like mind and they must be of like spirit, or else it is not going to work. And like Galen talked about jokingly, you know, when he said, well, what about if they don't want money and they just want to? I said, you know, well, we should kick them out. But the thing about a mastermind, when you let people in, you can't, it's not so easy for you to kick them out. So I just want to encourage all of us to be very mindful, and that's why all of us click so well together, because we are the five or six of us that are part of the process. We are of like mind, and we are of like spirit. And I would just like to go down to page, you start on page 187, and I'd like to just go back to that and wrap my comments up with what you started out with. And I'll just read it again. It says, this book is not a course on religion. No fundamental principle described in this book should be interpreted as being intended to interfere either directly or indirectly with any person's religious habits. This book is confined primarily to instructing the reader how to transmute the definite purpose of your desire for money. It's about your desire for money. It's not your desire for anything else but money. And it's into its equivalent monetary, excuse me, how to transmute the definite purpose of desire for money into its monetary equivalent. So in other words, to close, how do you transmute or transfer or turn your desire for money into money? So back to you, Bettine.
Thank you, Anne and Caleb and Peter. If those of you listening, just notice how we keep on diving in and digging and discovering using the books. We go back and forth. We research and we look at it. And I really hope that you are all benefiting this. We're going to go to the commercial. If you have a question, if you want to share something about what you're hearing right now, be prepared, because after commercial, we'll take some of your questions. So let's go to a commercial, and then we'll talk about Think and Grow Rich, the annual accountability meeting, and we'll look for some of your questions and your aha's audiences.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Terrific. So, Anne, can you share about the Think and Grow Rich Annual Accountability Meeting and what that is, and about the International Mastermind Association?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Bettine, we talked about how do you start a mastermind group. And what we are learning over years of doing this is that every mastermind group and every individual should be held accountable at another level. So we are in a mastermind group, and the International Mastermind Association was created to provide systems and processes and procedures for all mastermind groups on how to start and run a profitable, effective mastermind group. Well, every year, the first Saturday in January, we come together on behalf of the International Mastermind Association. We come together and we host an annual meeting for your life. It is not a conference, and I have to keep saying that because sometimes, you know, we want to say, where's the keynote speaker? Where's the conference bag? Where's the breakout? No, this is a place for each of us to come and be held accountable for bringing our life in writing. So what were the goals that each of us set? All of you that are listening, what goals did you set in January of this year for your spiritual, your family, your financial, your education, your health, personal development, recreation, creativity, civic, all of these different areas of your life? Your goals that are set for 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, however long you want to stretch them out, where is it written? That's number one. Then who's holding you accountable? That's number two. Then you bring that with your accomplishments to the annual meeting, and you sit at a round table and you share with individuals what your goals were, whether you hit them or not. They share with you what their goals were, whether you hit them or not. And then you mastermind to support each other's goals. That is the gist of the day, Bettine. And what I like to suggest to people is to just imagine if you had to go before a tribunal at the end of the year. And that tribunal would decide whether or not you get another 365 days based upon what you did the last 365 days. So if you did not hit your goals and you did not do what you said you were going to do because you set the goals, right, if you didn't do that, then why would the tribunal give you another 365 days? That's the gist of it, Pekin. That's going to be January the 4th, 2020, in Boca Raton, Florida, at the Embassy Suites Hotel. You can go to the internationalmasterminders.com website to register. You can also go to Eventbrite to register for that event. And we're looking forward to all of the masterminders and all of the mastermind groups to join us. And the investment, Pekin, is only $79 for this time. But it's going to be very exciting. Thank you.
$79. Oh, come on, everybody. This is the place to be. It's International Masterminders with an S.com. We look forward to that. Well, we're about to go. I hope that you're getting some value out of that. If you have any questions, remember to just press number one on your phone and to raise your hand if you're in the chat room. I know that my colleague Peter is monitoring the chat room to see if you're chatting and sharing so we can be with you. But while we're waiting for anybody to respond, I'm going to share with you, and I want to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of mastermind groups, because it's a truth and it's a reality, and there is incredible benefit. So I'll start, because I'm going to do the good, the bad, and the ugly as I see it, and just little bullet points. The good is consistency and accountability. The good is that you know what time it is, you know when you're supposed to show up, you know what you're supposed to have, and you bring that forth. The good is when it's a great mastermind, there is clarity about why we're together, and there's a heightened sense of knowing that there's this additional power around you. In that, and everybody around the table, everybody that's in your group or on your phone or whatever, is know that it's not just us as an individual. It's almost like we're calling in another resource that brings and elevates it to another level. The bad is when you have members that don't want to play, when you have members who say yes, they want to come in, but they lose the focus that we're in this all together. We're in this as a collaborative. There it is as when they're not prepared, they're not coming in, and they're not really willing to play. And that's a really bad experience that you can have with a mastermind. The ugly, having gone through this I've been a mastermind since I've been 17. I was a former gang member and came from a place where my sister was a drug addict and the local prostitute. The masterminding changed my life, moved me into direction. But the ugly is sometimes you have people that you have to ask to leave. And that's hard, and that's rough, and that's tough. But and sometimes those people make the mastermind dissolve. And that's really heartbreaking, and it's really sad. And that's my good, bad, and ugly. And I'm going to give my co-host a few chances, because I'm throwing this into them. What's your good, bad, and ugly that you could share? And then we're going to have another chat. So, Anne, Peter, you thought I was going to call you because I could see that you thought I was going to call on you.
You would start with me, right? Because I have a lot.
Yeah, so don't give a whole story, don't give a whole book, but give me the good, the bad, and ugly, like bullet points. Just switch the good, the bad, the ugly.
I'll do one.
No,
I'm going to do one for each one. Like you.
Oh, okay,
asked.
Good.
So I think the good, and I'll just speak for myself, the good is the fact that I am able, and I'll make this personal to me, and everybody listening, you make it personal to yourself. I think the good for me is it is stretching me every single day to be, to do, to have that which I claim I want in many of the areas of my life and my businesses. That has been the good and the benefit. I think the bad, you hit on it. Oftentimes we expect sometimes a lot more from others than they're willing to give based upon what they claim they want to do. And then when you mastermind with them, they can bring you to a place that you don't want to be. And then you look up and don't realize how you got there. It's like treading water and being on a treadmill, you know, and you're just not going anywhere. That, I think, is the bad. The ugly, I believe, and I'll speak for myself, is not realizing you're in that place for a very long time and it takes a while to snap out of it. So that would be my good, the bad, the ugly. But I would definitely say that the good outweighs it all. And it's inch by inch, it's a cinch.
Mm-hmm. Great. The things that I'm notes that I'm taking, I'm going to come back to that. Galen, I'm letting Peter suffer. You there, Galen? Can't hear you. All right, let me jump to Peter. Galen, I can't hear you.
I am here, Pagin, as a Peter. So yeah, I'll actually
okay,
take
go,
a stab
go.
At it. Ooh, I'm having a problem with the bad and the ugly. I mean, the ugly and the bad and the ugly. I'm struggling with that. The good though, I'll definitely start out with that. There is nothing like being challenged by somebody who is sharp, who you know is on their game, who you know is on the right path, who you know has achieved success, who has accomplished, and then who looks at you and asks you a powerful question that's like, whoa, that allows you to really challenge your own self. And so I think that's my thing. I'm a lifelong learner, and I want to learn from others just as much as I do from anything else. And that type of setting, I can't even put into words. It's almost priceless. You know, the bad. I think the bad and the ugly go back to myself. I got to keep things fresh. So it's always, I want to figure out ways to make sure that if I have been in this mastermind for a long period of time, how do we continue to hit the reset button to make sure that we continue that challenge, to continue that upward trajectory, as I keep mentioning as well. So I challenge myself for that to make sure that I don't slip into the mundane. The ugly. I don't know if I have ugly. I value so much your mind that and what you have accomplished that I really can't find anything ugly about that to a certain extent. So yeah, that's all I got for you on that. It's only good. I only have good pretty much good. Yeah.
I'm loving that. Loving what you said. Galen.
Yes. All right.
Oh,
so
there you are.
Good. Wow, we could talk for days. We could talk for days about
days. Give me a bullet point.
All of the good that's associated with masterminding. But you know, just the ability to borrow wisdom from other people, because you can only get wisdom two ways, either by living through things or by talking to people who have lived through things. And it's just so much faster, so much easier just to borrow from other life experiences. I think that's the good. The bad is when you have disharmony, when you have people in your group that are taking more than they're giving. And that doesn't mean that everyone has to contribute equally, but I do believe that everyone needs to give what they have. They have to be willing to offer whatever insights, whatever resources they have towards achieving that definite purpose. As far as ugly, and I'll talk about this mastermind. And again, you mentioned 6 a.m. at the top of the show. Well, that's 6 a.m. Eastern time. I'm in the Central time zone, so that's 5 a.m. for me. And that gets kind of ugly, especially when I've got other priorities that I'm wanting to prepare for. That 5 a.m. call is a decision that I have to make every time. And the only other time that I can think of, the only other ugly thing that I can think of is when I know it. When I know that I'm not prepared to give my best, and not only do I know it, but someone in the group calls me out on it. And then, you know, I've got to admit publicly that I'm not bringing my best stuff. That gets kind of ugly. It's almost like the Michael Jackson man in the mirror type thing. And I'll tell you, I get that a lot. Miss Ann will call me out a lot when I'm speaking affirmations or speaking things that I want to do, but my language isn't supporting the mentality, the mindset that I need to have in order to achieve it. And here I am supposed to be the great encourager for other people, but I'm not encouraging myself. I'm not setting myself up for success. So that gets pretty ugly. But even that is positive. So I would encourage this process to anyone that's serious about achieving their goals.
Well, that's awesome. You know, I love the vulnerability of my group. Hey, we have some callers who have some questions, and we're going to go to Lynn first. Hey, good morning, Lynn. Welcome to Think and Grow Rich Mastermind. Share. Tell us.
Okay, good morning. My name is Lynn Whitfield. I am a masterminder, and I'm really enjoying this discussion this morning. But I do have a question that deals with the bad and the ugly that someone has been mentioning. So what do you do and how do you do it when you have a member of your group who maybe got into the group initially talking about what they wanted to do in order to transmit their ideas into monetary gains? But as they go along, they decide that they don't want to do that. They really want to do more of a not-for-profit, helping people, and not the financial goals that the group was really started for. How do you get them out nicely, knowing that they've made relationships with the other group, and I think somebody said, without destroying the whole mastermind group?
Right. So I'll share my experience from it. One is that the mastermind itself has an intervention, because that's part of our strength, is to go back to whatever your mastermind, right, how you decided it, decided the group, what the purpose was of you all getting together, which is to be financially prosperous. And so to have a meeting and have those crucial conversations at that time with the member and say, listen, you're going in a direction that's not in alignment with the original purpose of this group, and we need to stay focused on the purpose of the group. We love you. We're happy to talk to you outside, but if what you want is not to make money, because she could be a non-for-profit and she could be a very prosperous, right, not-for-profit. But if she's only focusing on the service but not in the financial piece, you have to bring that forth to her. That's part of the power of the mastermind, right? Because her not-for-profit is not going to work at all if she can't feed herself. It's not going anywhere. So that's one, is to have an intervention where you're having, as a mastermind group, having a clear conversation about the purpose of the group. Number two is to ask each member at that group to commit to making money. And if they're not willing to, every member should be able to commit to that purpose. And if she's not willing to commit that purpose, then it says, well, that's, you know, we love you, but this is what this mastermind is about. And, you know, it's all good. You could find a not-for-profit mastermind that doesn't want to make money. You could find a different group, but this group is not a piece. So those are really hard conversations. I've been there, done that. But it goes back to trusting the force of the mastermind that you will be guided with the right and perfect words to say what needs to be said. And that's a very powerful way. And then finally, if she doesn't go, she doesn't want to go, we as the mastermind have folded, and then the group that wants to make money have created a new mastermind. So that's the third option. And anybody that has other points of view about that? And we have a lot of people coming in, so we're going to be short.
Yes, I want Sure, sure. I want to thank Lynn for the question, because this is one of the reasons why the International Mastermind Association was formed in the first place, to create written, documented guidelines to prevent some of that. You're not going to really prevent all of it, but people do show up in the introductory process of masterminding. And honestly, Lynn, from the gut, you know, in the very beginning, it's not going to work. And this is one of the reasons why we do have a written process. I will refer people over to the mastermind, the internationalmasterminders.com website, if you have any additional questions about this. But again, we do have a written documented process. The second thing, Lynn, and I'll end with this, when you decide to start a mastermind group, the book and Napoleon Hill tells us the best way to do it is you start with one person who gets one more person. You must be in total agreement with the third. The three of you must be in total agreement with the fourth. And if you really start that way, you really will pick up some of that, because once you get them in, like Bikini is saying, it's really hard to get them out, and you don't want to destroy the group by letting it all go because of this one person. But this tribe of spirit, by the spirit, they show up. Thanks.
Thank you, Anne. I appreciate it. Hey, we have Tylene on the phone. Hi, Tylene. Hi, Tylene. Thank you for coming in. Share. So happy that you're here. Share your story. And, Lynn, thank you so much for calling. Let me just finish Lynn off with saying thank you for calling. And, Tylene, share. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. I was so encouraged to hear the conversation this morning. And, you know, that's totally my perspective of a good piece of the mastermind, is just the great ideas, especially when you have a like mindset and, you know, you have the spirit of abundance, you can really just kind of get these synergies going. And so I'm really inspired and encouraged, and I look forward to this call, and I look forward to my my mastermind cohort that I meet with on a weekly basis, because that energy is just kind of like a renewal. But I will tell you that the bad part of the mastermind can definitely be that false sense of comfort, because, you know, sometimes, like, so professionally I'm a insurance and investment advisor. So some folks, that they just feel good to be leading, to say, oh, I met with my financial advisor, but they're not holding themselves accountable to really do the things that they need to do to achieve the things that they say that they want to achieve. And so it's the same thing that I've seen myself do, even in the mastermind group, you know, because it's been a couple of years now since I've been masterminding, is that there's been some points where it's like I'm feeling good because I'm experiencing success, and I'm meeting with my group, and I'm, you know, talking about what I read, but I'm not really, really studying. I'm not really embodying the formula and taking the steps personally and professionally to be able to reach the ultimate goal that I have for myself. And so sometimes that can be a part of the bad piece, is getting this false sense of comfort that because you're meeting, because you're talking about these topics, that that's enough. You really, really, really have to do the work. And if you don't do the work, then you're not going to get sustainable results. You might make some jump starts, you may move forward, but if you really want to get to that point where you're really commanding things into your life and it's really on demand, because it's very possible and feasible for that to happen, you have to do the work on yourself, and you have to be really honest with yourself about it. And then I would say, you know, the ugly piece of it is when you don't have a group in which you all have a like mind and like spirit, because people, you have to trust the folks in your mastermind group to allow them to hold you accountable, to allow them to call you out. And the only way you can feel comfortable in that environment is if those folks you have, you trust them, and you know that anything that they're sharing with you is in your best interest, because you understand what you're going about and what you're trying to do. And they will want you to hold them accountable. They will want you to hold them, call them out the same way that they may be calling you out if you're not doing what you need to do. So sometimes that
That's
piece
right.
can be the ugly, because it's so critical that you're in the group with the right people, that you can trust one another to grow together and to hold one another accountable if you fall off track. So I just really enjoy and appreciate you guys making this commitment on Saturday mornings because it's so nice to just kind of listen and be able to get different perspectives and different, you know, positive, you know, outcomes from folks from different walks of life and different industries. So thanks again for doing this on Saturday morning, guys.
Well, thank you, and thank you, Tylene, for sharing your experience and your strength and hope with us, and I appreciate that so much. We're going to go to Valencia, who is also has a question or thoughts. And, Valencia, we are so welcome to have you in the group. We're all cheering you on, so share, Valencia.
Hello, good morning. And this is right on time, especially going into my mastermind group that's on Sundays at 5. And this couldn't have come at a better time. And I really want to encourage the caller before Tylene about when the person transitions or thinks, well, they now want to go nonprofit. Well, they can't do it without any money.
Yeah.
And so the more money, they're going to need money to get there. They're going to want to do more. If they have that desire to help people, they're going to have that same philosophy to be able, if it's not for themselves, it's going to be for a group of people. So this book certainly, I use it for my personal growth, not just for the monetary aspirations. It's my personal, it's my spiritual. It's this is a book based on spiritual principles. So it certainly transcends on several different levels. And, yes, we do have to face the bad and the ugly of ourselves many times over again. However, it's better when you have someone who can hold you accountable. I don't like being called out, so I try to make sure that I'm prepared. And I hate not being prepared. So when I'm not prepared, there's someone there that can knock on my door and say, no, not good enough. We can do better. Well, what do you mean by that? So that means it's that constructive criticism that makes me look further into yourself. So as a person who's had to do groups over literally 100 times working on my master's and the undergrad with people across the world, not just within the United States, but with other barriers, language barriers and cultural barriers, it was that we had to put what our expectations were out on the front so that we could stay in a line, because there were people who were traveling all the time who fell short of their responsibility. So I look at it as an opportunity for us to be better. And I do know when you get weary, and I do know when we're not quite sure. But on page 108 to 110, I'm not going to read all of them, but the 11 major factors of leadership, it just helps you develop your leadership with yourself as an individual, then as a group, and then having people to be accountable. I can only see positive of everything. I thank you all for this morning. You all are like the wind beneath the wings of a bird who's really trying to figure it out, trying to fly. So I thank you for being transparent, for being honest, and that's all I have.
Valencia, thank you so much. Of course, now I'm going to be having the song, tweet, as Rockin' Robin, as we're all birds together in our nest, ready to fly out. I thank you so much for that image, and thank you for the song. I loved what I was hearing from everybody was, you know, Anne said, what I claim, you know, being clearly defined for yourself of what you claim, what you want, and why you're here to be there. I heard from Peter saying keep it fresh, that it needed, you know, when we're getting tired, to keep it fresh, and from Galen to constantly be vulnerable and be open, and from Lynn and Tylene and Valencia, we are so appreciate your insights and your wisdom. I wanted to take this opportunity to have my co-host. They are magnificent people, and I'd love them to share their social media and how you can get in touch with them. So I'm going to go from Galen to Anne to Peter to be able to share your social media and how people can reach you, and I'll share mine at the end. So, Galen, how can they reach you?
Yes, you can reach me by going to www.galenbingham.com. There you have access to all of my content, all of my other social media outlets. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook. Definitely reach out. I also invite everyone to go to a product of another thegeniusforum.com. It is the place to go to learn what's next in education and business. Not only will you hear from 14 amazing speakers, but you in the audience will be a participant in creating the next innovation, and you might find your next business partner there. So go to The Genius Forum.
Perfect. Thank you. Hey, Ann, what is your show? How do we get in touch with the social media?
Regina, the best way to reach me is my cell phone, 786-546-0184, 786-546-0184. Of course, you can go to International Masterminders with an S if you're interested in getting more information about how to mastermind, or you're interested in getting in a group, or just have some questions. And then, of course, my website is Ann McNeill, that's MCNEILL.com.
Thank you so much. Peter, how can people get in touch with you? And what's your social media?
Yeah, Pagin, thank you so much, Pagin. People can get in touch with me on any social media platform, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter. I'm at Dr. Peter A. James. That's at DrPeterAJames, all one word. You can also reach me at shiftyourmindset.com. That's shiftyourmindset.com. And lastly, of course, just Dr. James, DrJames, at shiftyourmindset.com. So a few different avenues. Look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you. And for all of you listening, you can reach me in a bunch of different ways on social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. You could go for Pagin, P-E-G-I-N-E, Power, Pagin Power. Just put that in. Also do hashtag P-E-G-I-N-E, Power, Pagin Power. And you could go to my website at Pagin, P-E-G-I-N-E.com. If you want to talk to me about any of your insights, information, or that you want to hear about my 12-week mastermind program for Power Women, go to powerwomen.global. That's Power Women.global, and you can sign up. You'll get my free book of Lead and Think Big, and you'll be in the newsletter to hear about the next sign up of the 12-week mastermind for my women who are Jedis in leadership and business. Well, all, we are here at our end. We are so grateful for all of you listening. We're so excited for you and you to level up for success with the power of mastermind. This is a Think and Grow Rich Mastermind blog show. Join us next Saturday at 8 a.m. for us. And please go to International Mastermind Association at theinternationalmasterminders.com for more information. We look forward to seeing you there. And let's just cheer, say yay, and start your Saturday.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.